Gene and Philip Earle used to spend a lot of time camping around Lake Tahoe, and that's where they developed a hobby that later became an obsession. Gene says many years ago, they visited a local art exhibit that featured a few carvings made by Basque sheep herders. Those carvings were found by some hikers.
We thought they were interesting and different. We'd never seen anything like that, and decided we'd like to go up and see if we could find them and see what they actually looked like on the tree. And so that's how we started.
The Earls are talking to us as they sipped coffee in the dining room of their home near the University of Nevada, Reno. Gene is a retired nurse, and Philip was a history professor and a curator with the Nevada Historical Society. Locating the carvings around Lake Tahoe isn't always easy. Philip explains they used old maps and books, but they also depend on a little logic.
What we just looked for was a place where there was a meadow and there was water. And you'll find if it's a meadow and there's water, the aspen trees are going to grow there.
Aspen trees have beautiful white bark that resembles a blank canvas. The sheep herders used a knife or sharp object to scratch the images into the trees.
He did like a pen and ink drawing just through the bark. And then, of course, the tree was injured, and so it formed a scar. And that scar is raised up, and that's why we can get the image, because the scar is raised up.
The Earls place paper or muslin over the tree carvings. They use a piece of chalk or charcoal to make a rubbing of the images. The artwork is abstract, and it can date back to the 1880s, but many were created in the 1930s and 40s when sheep herding was popular around Lake Tahoe. The Earls believe the carvings add something to the local history of the Reno-Tahoe area because the Basque came here from Europe to start a new life. Gene says the sheep herders became artists to pass the time.
They were up there by themselves. They had nothing to do except watch the sheep. They carved all different themes. They carved animals. They carved houses. They carved nude females. They carved people in ethnic dress. They carved soldiers. What else? Did I miss anything?
Fish.
Fish, yes. They carved fish.
Horses, dogs, anything but sheep. They didn't carve any sheep. They saw enough sheep.
Gene jumps up to grab some of the artwork. The Earls have made rubbings of about 150 Basque carvings over the years. She shows off one that features a man smoking a pipe. The lines in the design are very clean and simple. It's a profile of a man who appears to be walking.
This is the first one we found, and it's my favorite. I would keep this one over any other, although I do have some other favorites.
Gene grabs another rubbing of a carving. Their living room is full of these images.
We did give names to all of them so we would be able to discuss which ones. This is Bird with a Fancy Tail. And this one came from Pole Creek, which is one of the areas just on the way to Squaw Valley.
Squaw Valley. It's down near Squaw Valley.
And we found lots of birds, but this is actually the most elaborate one we found. And this bird, for some reason, has a very fancy tail. It's not, I don't think it's meant to be a peacock, but maybe so. But anyway, it's a very nice image.
This tree has fallen down now.
Yes, gone. This tree has fallen down.
Yeah, it's gone.
In fact, remember, Philip, there was another evergreen tree that had grown up in front of it, and he had to hold that back while I was trying to do the rubbing. Some of them are fairly difficult to get to.
It takes teamwork to preserve the images. Philip and Gene sometimes go back to see the trees, and they're disappointed to find out they have died. The bark carvings have fallen away.
I'm sure at least 75% to 80% of the images we've collected are no longer there.
Show them the skier.
Oh, yes. This one was on a tree, and it wrapped around the tree. So you could see taking a photograph would be pretty difficult. And it's pretty typical of the nudes that we found. They usually had an elaborate hairdo. They generally had a crucifix around their neck. This one is interesting because he actually carved hands, many times fingers. Many times they didn't do that. And she has on high heels. All the ladies have on high heels, always. And many times a belt. They have the belt, the crucifix, and the high heels. That's sort
now,
of.
Notice the breastwork, the breasts. They're one on top of the other.
And yes, some of these carvings are a little risque, featuring nude women in different poses. The carving Jean is talking about shows a nude female in high heels on a pair of snow skis. Jean says the future of these carvings is a little murky, but she'd like to share them with everyone.
It's an art form, and one that's different from any other art form I know of. And I would like people to recognize that and give it some value.
A few years ago, the Earls published a book about the Basque carvings, and now you can see a few images from the Earls collection. Starting June 2nd, next week, they'll be displayed at Rancho San Rafael Park in Reno. The exhibit, titled The Mountain Picassos Basque Arboglyphs of the Great Basin, is sponsored by the Nevada Arts Commission and the Nevada Historical Society. For Beyond the Headlines, I'm Steve Shadley, Reno Public Radio.